and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, December 30th. It is 29 degrees right now on our way to 46 on this final Friday of 2022. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas of Emporia's First Friday. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful.
Great.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Thank you. Kat, hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on again.
Hey, we're glad to.
You'll be on again next week.
I know.
It's good.
Be on every week.
We could make that happen. We definitely could. Well, Kayla and Kat are you know, Kayla's been on regularly, and now Kat, as the marketing director for Emporia First Friday, have been with us basically the day of the First Friday Art Walks. But we wanted to kind of use this interview to expand a bit on Emporia First Friday and talk more about the overall operation. And Kayla, I guess I wanted to start by saying that, you know, I think people automatically think of Emporia First Friday and things automatically go to the art walk, and deservedly so, because it's had a major impact on downtown and really the area as a whole.
Absolutely, and I think that is, you know, our main focus is to continue to provide that consistent, fun, engaging art walk every month. And really, you know, make sure that it's staying fresh and that we're providing resources to local artists, you know, to better allow them to show their artwork to the community. So that is, you know, our main focus. But then we've got some pretty big plans for 2023, and we're pretty excited about them.
Well, 2023 is just about here. So, Kat, what may be in store, at least part of what may be in store for First Friday here as we delve into a brand new year?
Well, I think one of the big things that we're going to be looking at for this next year is the expansion of our print and frame lab. And thanks to everybody that donated on Emporia Match Day, we have a pretty good pool of funds that we're going to be getting some new equipment and setting up a dedicated workspace just for scanning, printing, more equipment for framing, matting, those things. As a starting artist, that can be cost prohibitive to, you know, get prints or get framing done. So this is something that we think really will help our artists out.
Kayla, what has it meant to bring Kat on here for you the back half of the year and really looking forward here for Emporia First Friday as an organization as opposed to just strictly as an event?
Kat has been amazing and a huge help, and I don't know how I ever did anything without her. I really, really value her input as an artist and a community member, and just her wealth of knowledge in marketing and promotions. It's been awesome. Another thing that Kat and I are working together on is the Community Art Alliance. And I don't know if we've talked very much about this, but It is a group. Well, let me just tell you about it. So it's a group of people. It was spearheaded by Leland Danes at Visit Emporia, and he wanted to get together a group of local community members who are involved in all of the different arts organizations in Emporia. So we have Leland Danes and Kelly Mayer from Visit Emporia, Kat and myself, who represent Emporia First Friday, Molly Manzel from the Emporia Arts Center, Hank Osterhout from Kansas Free for Arts, James Ellers from Emporia State University, Casey Wilson from Flint Hills Tech, and then also four local artists, Dion Morrow, David Mai, and Alex and Andrea Polson. And together, we are all working together to promote more public art in Emporia.
So where would you like to take that as far as public art? What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, we've got, our biggest, most well-attended, most amazing Art Walk of 2022 was the September Art Walk. Art Walk, where we did the mural on the Earthly Delights building. Yeah. We had such a positive response and community involvement, so we really took that to heart, and we want to do more of that. So this organization will help facilitate and fund more projects like that, as well as individual murals, you know, by local artists. We're going to paint this town.
Yeah, that really left a lasting impression, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, I don't think that anyone can drive by it without, you know, turning their head and checking it out and smiling a little bit, because it just added so much to that area.
Kat, maybe you can give your thoughts here and expand on not just this immediate partnership, but I guess the partnerships that are developing here locally and area-wide when it comes to the arts and quality of life through the arts, and kind of your perspective on why that's needed.
I think it's been so exciting to see the things that are happening in Emporia, but, you know, more specifically to us, what's happening art-wise in Emporia. You know, Dion did the mural in the park. We have, you know, the Earthly Delights mural. We have a lot of things going on, and I just see that expanding into this next year, and especially with the Community Art Alliance, I really think that's going to go more. And I think that does improve the quality of life in Emporia, and it makes Emporia, you know, an art community is a thriving community, and I think that really says a lot for our community. They're willing to invest in the arts and really enhance our way of living in the community.
You mentioned what you'll be using much of your match day money for, and that's, you know, ramping up the framing opportunities at Emporia First Friday. So, Kayla, will this be really a resource for artists? Is that how that's going to work?
Yes, absolutely. We are hoping to work with an intern from Emporia State University and get them trained on, you know, using the scanner, you know, resizing, recolorizing artwork and making high-quality prints for the local artists. And right now we're still in the kind of research phase of getting the equipment. I've been using the same scanner for, I think, 12 years. I've just been dragging it around with me everywhere. And it, like, the computer software won't support it anymore. So we really need a new scanner, but we're trying to decide, you know, if we want to get a larger scanner bed, which would allow us to scan larger artwork, but the price difference, it jumps up about $3,000 for the larger scanner, so we're trying to just kind of weigh our options and make sure that we, you know, spend the money as responsibly as we can that we receive from Match Day.
As a resource for local artists or regional artists, is this something you would do for them kind of at a reduced price? Is that how that will work?
Yeah, I think because we will be working with an intern, I think that we will be able to do a lot of these things at cost. And that's pretty huge for local art, like students and emerging artists who can't pay, you know, shell out the big bucks for like professionally printed and framing and matting.
Understood. Kayla Mock and Kat Dorkis joining us here. Kayla, I wanted to ask you before we loop back here to First Friday and just, you know, your thoughts on how the event's grown here the last several years. You know, one of the other things that's on the calendar for Emporia First Friday is the Halfway to Everywhere Music and Arts Festival, which saw a big leap forward from last year to this. And the way it sounds is could take an even bigger step forward here as far as the presence for Emporia First Friday and regionally coming up here in September.
Yeah, man, that festival blew up last year. That was really fun. I think the very first year there were two artists. The second year there were eight, I believe, and then this year we had over 30. So I'm hoping next year to kind of stay around that 30 number. I felt like that was really good. Like everyone had some sales. You know, people were engaging with all of the artists that were represented there, and so I'd really like to kind of keep, you know, at that number. But we're also really excited to do more of kind of like a sculptural aspect, like the entrance to the art market. We kind of did something last year where the nice folks at Lifetime let us borrow the big giant trusses, and then we decorated them with umbrellas that community members had drawn on and decorated at the Emporia Arts Center. And so we want to do something more like that, but on a grander scale next year. We want it to be amazing.
So in your offices, your First Friday offices, that's where you're going to be putting, basically, are you upstairs at Trox on Commercial there?
Yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, so we will be putting, I have got kind of like a makeshift print lab or frame lab going right now, and we just want to really make it a lot nicer and have more, you know, tools and supplies at our disposal, and then start inviting artists up here. I would love to teach like workshops on how to cut your own mats and how to frame things and put hangers on the back so that you're, you know, able to display your work as beautifully as possible.
Looking for bigger and better things from Emporia First Friday coming up in 2023. If people would like more information or to get in touch with you gals at Emporia First Friday, Kat, how can they do that?
Well, definitely visit EmporiaFirstFriday.com. That's our website that has our venue map with all our locations for the upcoming art walks. It also has the artist form. If you'd like to be an artist in an art walk, fill that out and send it in. If you'd like to be a venue, there's a form for that too. And then just be sure and follow us on social media and see what's going on.
Outstanding.
And stay tuned to KVOE because you hear these people all the time.
Also that.
On the radio.
Yes, also that.
Yeah, I think we're going to start being on once a week. So,
yeah, that's what I heard.
Again,
yeah.
We can make that happen.
I think there's our sponsorship opportunity right there.
I think so.
All right.
Sweet. Well, Kat, thanks so much for joining us here. Have a great new year, and we'll be talking with you next Friday.
Thank you.
Kayla, thanks again. Happy New Year, and we'll chat with you next Friday, right ahead of that the first January art walk.
Absolutely. Happy New Year. I'll talk to you in a week.
Happy New Year. Yeah, that is Kat Dorcas and Kayla Mock, Emporia's First Friday, with us here on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker slate, 7:20 every Wednesday, or